Critics blame hydraulic fracturing fluid being used in the natural gas drilling industry for contaminating water supplies. But in a new case in Bradford County, Pennsylvania, a woman who lives near a wellhead says she's gotten sick even before the well was fracked. WHYY's Susan Phillips reports for the Allegheny Front on this new claim of barium poisoning.
Crystal Stroud is a 29-year-old hairdresser who lives on a rural road by a stream across from a farm. In February, a company called Chief Oil and Gas began drilling a natural gas well about 1,200 feet from her house. In March, she says she started noticing clumps of hair falling out in the shower. Then, a week later...
You know, I said to my husband, oh my God, there's something wrong. And, you know, he put his hand on my chest. You know, I can feel it. It's beating really hard. I said, I feel like I'm out of breath constantly when I grocery shopping. I felt like I would have to stop and breathe in, breathe out, and really slow my heart down and take deep breaths. Everybody said it sounds like anxiety attacks.
Stroud's doctor prescribed Zoloft, an anti-anxiety medication.
So after taking the Zoloft for 3 days, I still had all of the symptoms, the shortness of breath and the heart racing, and then my hands began to tremble.
Then, Stroud says, her speech became slurred. Like many in her area, Stroud was aware of the concerns about fracking. When she saw the drill rig go up near her house, she had her well water sent for testing. She wanted to get a baseline in case fracking ended up polluting her water. On April 11th, she got a surprising call from the lab.
I said, well, what do you mean major concerns? They said, well, you have elevated levels of barium, manganese, lead, gross alpha, gross beta, which are radiological materials. I said, well, what do you mean? I said, I've been, you know, extremely sick for the past 3-4 weeks, and they don't know what's wrong with me. You know, I told her my symptoms, and she said, well, barium has been known to cause these symptoms.
It is a public health concern. I mean, she needed to know that her barium in her water was really, really high.
That's Carrie Davis, who works for Benchmark Analytics, the lab that Stroud used to test her water.
She is almost 2.5 times the maximum contaminant level, and that we really don't see that often.
Barium is a heavy metal that can occur naturally. It's also used in drilling for oil and gas. It can be poisonous if consumed in large amounts. It can cause heart problems, as well as numbness around the face, muscle weakness, diarrhea, and an upset stomach. Davis says Stroud's water also had elevated levels of methane, chloride, and lead. After hearing from the lab, Stroud and her 4-year-old son got blood tests. Both came back showing high levels of barium. Down the road from Stroud, Mia Root lives with her husband and 2 daughters.
Actually, I got the results here.
Her tests by a different lab showed even higher levels of barium, 10 times the recommended level. But Root and her family do not drink their water and say they have no symptoms.
But I did use it for cooking and stuff of that nature. Whenever I'd boil it, I'd still use it. But this guy told me flat out, he said, not to use it. He said, I'm surprised no one's had a heart attack.
And although the mud used in gas drilling can contain barium, a spokeswoman from Chief Oil and Gas says no barium was used to drill the well near Stroud and Root. She would not be interviewed on tape, but says Chief uses a synthetic mud that is environmentally friendly. Also, Chief uses a closed-loop system, which means that all the cuttings and fluid from the drilling process go directly into a steel container and not into an open-air drill pit. Spokeswoman Christy Gittens says their investigation reveals their natural gas well could not have caused the contamination of Stroud's drinking water. So where did the barium come from? Barium can occur naturally, but it's usually buried deep within the earth. Even before a well is fracked, some speculate the drilling process might itself lead to drinking water contamination. Carl Markiewicz is a toxicologist with the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, which is part of the Centers for Disease Control.
Whatever's in the natural geologic formation can be released. And we don't have empirical data, you know, showing this, but understanding the chemistry involved, it certainly is possible.
Markiewicz says connecting toxins in the blood with water contamination is difficult. Most people don't test their water before drilling. And even then, proving a connection would not be easy.
You know, when I say that our science has not evolved with this industry, it really hasn't. And things like that could be coming through in the groundwater. And, you know, barium is one that's associated with drilling. We know that. But boron and selenium and arsenic and other things are as well.
Markevitz says these contaminants have shown up near drilling sites in Texas, Oklahoma, and Colorado. So it doesn't surprise him to see them now in Pennsylvania water wells. In fact, a group of residents in Sugar Run, Pennsylvania, not far from where the Strouds live, reported similar symptoms before the well was fracked. Their blood and water tests also showed high levels of barium. One person who is not surprised by this is Dr. Theo Colborne. Colborne is the president of the Endocrine Disruption Exchange, which tracks how chemicals in the environment affect people's health. She says many people start exhibiting symptoms before a well is fracked, and she agrees that tracing a source of contamination can be mysterious.
So even underground, no two locations are going to be identical. But of course, if the people were higher up, their probability of maybe having this reach their water was far less than her being farther. If she's down in a draw, of course she's going to be more exposed.
The CDC's Markevitz says the case of Crystal Stroud's water and her elevated barium levels could be a harbinger of more to come as natural gas production expands across Pennsylvania.
I don't think we as public health officials have a good handle on what's going on at 5,000-6,000 feet below the ground and how that's impacting a well that may be at 100 or 200 or 600 feet.
Back in Bradford County, a 1,000-gallon jug filled with trucked-in water sits on Crystal Stroud's front lawn next to a swing set. Such containers, known as water buffaloes, dot Bradford County, a sign to every passerby that another well has been contaminated. Stroud says after she stopped drinking her well water, her symptoms have subsided. But she worries about long-term effects and the health of her son. Stroud says she feels her home has been stolen from her, and she wants it back.
That's it. I know a few people have asked me that, and they've said, but, well, you obviously can't have that now, so what do you want now? And I'm like, that's what I want. You know, I want our home back.
Stroud says she contacted real estate agents about selling her house, but once they hear about her contaminated well, they stop returning phone calls. Houses without water are worthless. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Susan Phillips.